1102, and as we continue to move, John, I think it's time for us to put a pledge up, and let's see, what's the goal, John?
Well, actually, 3,500.
3,500, I like that goal.
Yeah, 3,500.
I love that. I love the goal. All right, we had 3,500. We're looking for $1,600.
$1,600, yep.
$1,600, that's what
we
got.
And I think we can make, actually, we can make $2,000 in this hour.
Oh, no, we're already there, John. The hour is over. We're into the last hour.
Oh, that's the last hour. I'm talking about this is it.
Oh, make $2,000 in the hour.
Yeah, $2,000 in that. That's where we need to be. That's Vanna White. That's Vanna White.
Vanna White over there. We got our own Vanna White here, you know. Well, but you did say, John, she looks different.
Yeah.
You know, and she that's a good
she
thing.
Looks, she
that's
looks okay. good.
That looks good.
Yeah,
moving right along.
Good, and go ahead, Judy.
We have a...
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get busy.
482. If you forgot the number, it's 482-5787. Now, those of you who are outside of the 337 exchange, so what you do is call, is dial 1-800-800-892-6827. That's the number you can dial, so you wouldn't be charged for a long-distance call. Again, 1-800-892-6827. Or you can just go online on www.krvs.org. And that's not B now. Sometimes it may sound like a B, but it's KRV, like in Victor, S.org. Uh-huh. And you go online and you can make your pledge. You can do it either with credit cards such as Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Or you can pay in installments, whatever you want. You don't have to make it all at one time. And ask your company if they can be willing to match the gift through the gift programming. It will double your gift to KRVS. And, of course, the UL faculty member and staff could do through payroll deduction. But right now,
Time to make a pledge.
To make your pledge. The man who is not from Basium says that he is willing to take your call right now.
Right now. 337-482-5787. Let's get the phones to ring. We're in the last hour of this program, and we need to make $1,600.
Yeah.
And you can make that. We've never missed a goal. Let's continue to make that happen. In order for us to make the goal, you must call in and make your pledge. And we would greatly appreciate all that you do in making that pledge. And we're not playing on any other area of your mind. We're only saying that we would love for you to make your pledge today. And we're going to turn some music on, and then we'll
let's
be back.
First of all, we need to thank some of the folks who actually contributed to the food.
To the food.
To the food people. We went to the Kitchen Shop in Grand Coteau.
Pub
City
Shop.
Diner.
Pub
also
City.
The Great Harvest Bakery down Collie Sloan Road, and the Taco Sisters.
The Taco Sister.
Esther Tari.
Uh-huh.
And Johnson Boucanier.
Uh-huh.
And La Cuisine de Maman, or the mum, the mama.
They kind of threw me on that.
That's mama.
Mama. Yeah, or they would be M-A-M-M-A, mama. Mm.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
They got it M-A-M-A-N. That's my
man. My man.
My man. All right. We're going to ask our expert.
Judith
will tell us that.
Expert. Yeah, we want to thank that.
Good city. Jimmy Gidry, thank you. JP and Michelle McFadden, Molly and Kathy Richard and John Jensen, and Sola Cafe. This one, certainly want to thank you for all the things that you've done for the producers that are here doing the shows, and you keep that energy going for us, and we certainly appreciate that. But the people are sitting in the back with their arms folded, which means the phones are not ringing. Mm-hmm. Let's get the phones to ring in 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787. Zydeco Webbers, we're definitely checking. Thank you very much. Bobby Cormier out of Rain, Louisiana.
Bobby Cormier. Good morning to you, Bobby. Good to hear
listen
from you.
Listen, and John.
What did you say?
In a deer stand hunting, now listening right now. And we want to give a shout out for the Turkey Hollow Hunting Club.
Turkey Hollow Hunting Club.
And John and I would love to go hunting or maybe just eat with the hunt gills.
No, I tell you what. I'd
that would
love
be interesting.
To, I'd love to go.
Go what?
Just to sit in the stand or turkey hunting. I'd like to do that.
You'd like to sit in the stand?
I'd love to go out there
I'll
and
you
hunt
what
with
you
them and see.
You got some trees?
Yeah.
Just go sit in your tree in the backyard, get off the ground, and just sit.
Talk about trees.
And watch the squirrels run you out of there.
Talk about trees.
Go ahead. What's the
problem? Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know that crows have actually recognize people by their facial features?
Crows recognize people. Why do they want to do that?
Because they just want to know when you come around.
My
son Joey told me that. Man, I know
that crows
I
recognize your facial features.
They recognize people by the facial. They know when a stranger comes into the area because they develop what is called a photo image
of everybody.
Person. That's right.
The area.
That's right.
Interesting. See, ladies and gentlemen, only here at KRVS you can get this kind of information. Yeah. No one in the world would have known that.
My son Jory told me about it.
Have to listen to us. We always have some great stuff, some new stuff. But in order for us to continue to give you
all this good stuff,
then you
got to make the call.
You got to make the call. 337-482-5787. And we got the lady in the back that makes the quilts with plastic.
Bags.
The bags. You know, all the little plastic bags that we make.
Yeah.
Look at. I tell you what, she should be a lot bigger than she is. All that food that she eats with all them bags, she do a lot of grocery shopping.
That's what it is. She goes to a lot of grocery shopping.
Yeah, that's all her bags. No
that's
one
all
is
her bags.
That's all. Yeah, she do a lot of shopping.
I thought people would contribute.
Oh
bags
no,
too.
John, she loves to eat.
She loves to eat.
She loves to eat.
So that's why all this.
That's
she gets
why,
all
that's
them
what you get all them bags.
So
from.
She's recycling.
She's
the bags.
She's recycling the bags and making quilts out of it, and that's a beautiful thing.
But you got to see that.
This
so come by
and take a look
by,
at that.
And what is her name, by the way?
I don't know, John. I knew you would ask that, but I don't know her name.
I'm gonna have to get her name.
We're gonna get her name. We definitely want to recognize the people that's out there that came in to answer the phones that we're not getting phones ringing for them to be able to answer. And we hate for them to think that they came here for no reason. Please, make the phones ring. Let's get them all ringing. There's three people back there waiting. Let's just make all three of them ring at the same time. It is 11:09. We're at $2,000. We need to make $1,500. We got another 50 minutes left to make $2,000. And we can make that happen. You can make that happen. And we can certainly continue to push that number. And with your help, we can do it. We're going to shut up and play some music. Long as the phones are ringing, we're going to play some hot music for you.
We got to say thank you, Dr. Garrett, D. Garrett,
to talk about their activity they're going to have on November the 1st, which is a great thing. And you can call her. Think her number's on there. You can call to get tickets to go to the banquet that Friday night, which is November 1st, and that will be at the Cajun Dome.
We'll talk about it some more. This coming
what's her number?
Her number is actually, her office number is 337-371-3122.
Okay, Dr. Garrett, and get some tickets to go to the activity that the doctors are giving scholarships for.
Good.
Okay, we're going to play music. You make the phones ring. We'll be right back.
Everybody go party, baby.
And the number here this morning for the pledge is 337-482-5787, 337-482-5787.
And Melvin, we want to thank a couple people who've called, Grant Mertz, and he gave already during the fundraiser, but this morning he was so moved by the program he had to call and pledge again.
Good deal.
So we thank Grant Mertz from Lafayette. Thanks to Dee Myers from Lake Charles. She's been calling in for many years and pledging. We really appreciate that, Dee. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And, you know, every time we have a fundraiser, we want to make sure you know that this is not a little extra that we're asking for, that this is how KRVS works. This is how we're able to keep the signal going to your radio or your computer or your phone or however you're listening to KRVS. I know that guy's out there in his deer stand listening to these programs.
That's a beautiful thing, huh?
It is, and he could be on a radio, but he could be on his phone. But the reason you're getting it is because of all the contributions that we get, and that's how we're able to pay the electricity. That's how we're able to keep the equipment working. It's how public radio works. It's not just like we're asking for a little extra to have a party or something. This public radio doesn't have commercials, so that's why you get 4 hours of Zydeco every Saturday morning without commercials, is because you donate, you contribute to KRVS. So please do your part, whether it's $10 or $25 or $100, whatever you feel you can give. We certainly appreciate, and John and Melvin appreciate hearing from all
Absolutely.
The listeners as well. And online, too, if you're listening from another state, you can call us, but you can make that pledge pledge very easily online. We have a little less than an hour to go during John and Melvin's program. And if that's one that you wake up to in the morning, if you look forward to all week long, we are asking you to please make a contribution and support the program and support KRVS that makes it possible. So do your part, and you can make that pledge by credit card, or we can send you a reminder in the mail, and you can return that at your convenience. The telephone number is 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, 482-5787. It's a really busy day. There are a lot of festivals going on, a lot of events happening,
right.
Family events. But if you have a moment, please dance on over to the telephone and make that call. C'est bien important. C'est pas l'agnap. On demande
c'est
pas
l'agnap du tout.
Pas du tout. C'est comme ça qu'on peut travailler ici à KRVS avec John and MC chaque samedi matin. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Appelez-nous Aster ou sur le web à krvs.org. C'est bien facile et on apprécie beaucoup.
And we're moving, and we got about 40. Well, we don't have 45 minutes. We might have about 42 or 43 minutes left of the program in order to make the $3,500 goal is what we're reaching for this morning, and it can happen. Only with your help it can happen, and that just helps us to continue doing what we do for you, that we try and do for you every Saturday morning, just give you that good Zydeco music like you're listening to in the background this morning. So continue to call 337-482-57. We have three people answering the phones, and we're not having three people answer the phone. I guess if you can understand what I'm saying. Call, make your pledge. We greatly appreciate all that you can do this Saturday morning, and we will continue playing the music for you while you continue to call in. We got three lines, and we need all three lines to roll on in there. Let's get your pledge rolling, ladies and gentlemen. We have about 40 minutes left.
23 past 11 o'clock, and it's coming to an end of program, and we just need for you to make this call right now, ladies and gentlemen. 482-5787 is the number. But we want to thank Step and Strut for making that call and making their donation and support of KRVS. Also, John Panera, who just in here just made his contribution and also brought in some of his delicious dishes in which he creates as a chef here in Southwest Louisiana. We just want to thank he and many others, in particular he, who brought and taking time out to bring some of that good, delicious, healthy food to us. And we certainly need that. But right now, this is a crucial time for us because we need for you to make this call right now. And Dr. Muhammad, you would agree that we need to make this call in support of KRVS.
Absolutely. And I encourage all of my good friends over in St. Martin Parish to call in and make your pledge to KRVS this morning. We are very appreciative of this station for doing what they have done for us.
Yes, and I know, and why are you so appreciative?
Well, because we had a very successful weekend, last weekend, with the dedication of our program in St. Martin Parish and Promised Land, and so it was a success.
Well, good. We are happy to be a part of this and looking forward in the future as we continue our effort to make sure that we bring awareness of the contribution of the slaves in which have contributed a great deal to the development of this part of the country.
Oh, absolutely.
And we just need to acknowledge it. And you are showing the effort in which, and you're bringing some awareness to all of this as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we had guests here from all over the world, South Africa, Cameroon, and South America. And so we're very appreciative of everyone who volunteered to help us make this a success. And we're looking forward to going into phase two now.
And phase two is going to be?
Phase two is to make sure that we get on the grounds there and begin to develop it into a national park.
And this is located where?
It's located in Promised Land Parks, Louisiana, St. Martin Parish.
Good, good. Well, Doc, I wish we had more time to do this, of course, and talk about. And, of course, we have another guest in the studio that has accompanied you. And, of course, she said no. That's one of the. She said no, no.
Well, she's one of the citizens out of Promised Land originally, and now a resident here in Lafayette.
Yeah. Well, yes. Good. Well, we're glad to have both of you come by and visit with us, and we look forward to having you to come again.
Yes,
when
John.
We have a little bit more time.
Yes,
but
John.
Right now, that we're trying to do one thing. It's trying to encourage the listeners. We have at least 33 minutes left of this program, and we ask that you, the listeners, and first of all, people throughout the world who actually support this program, continue your support, show your appreciation, show, and by acknowledging, by calling in, or making your pledge online, go to KRVS, www.newhope.org and make your pledge online. And if you're unable to, if you receive the envelopes to renew your pledge, make sure you do. Make sure you return that with a pledge. Remember, $1 a week is not very much. And because of the program that we do, we provide you information, we provide you music, just as Dr. Muhammad just alluded to and acknowledged the fact that we're supporting, we support what takes place in and around this area. And we want to make sure that you are aware of what is taking place in this area. This is the richest part of Louisiana that you can ever find, besides New Orleans. Lafayette is. And we have a cultural thing right here that we need to continue to support. And what is and how can you do that? By making your pledge. Call in here at 482-5787 is the number that you may want to call. Not may, but you should call right now. Give us a call, 482-5787. And the voice that you're listening to right now is none other than JP. And this is, we are now celebrating our 21st year as MC and I together on the station. And we do this unselfishly. We do this every Saturday morning to make sure that we acknowledge, I'll give you, program, introduce, and bring to you the music, the updated music, the Zydeco, the old, the new, the ones that we have right here in the studio. We want to make sure we can you continue to be aware of the great contribution that Clifton Chenier and all the rest of them have done. So this is what I'd like for you to do. Give us a call right now, 482-5787. Give us a call now. I'm waiting for you to call. Those people sitting back there who are not answering the phone because there's no call being made. Give us a call right now, 482-5787. I'm going to keep bugging you until you make the call. 482-5787 is the number that you need to call. Make your pledge. It doesn't matter what you pledge. It's whatever you want to do. We'll be right back with more music for the last 30 minutes of the program, right after those brief messages. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay right where you are.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from the Black Pot Festival and Cook-Off, coming up on October 25th and 26th at Acadian Village in Lafayette, featuring a variety of live musical performances, local cuisine, camping, and more. For camping reservations, tickets, and more information, the website is blackpotfestival.com.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other treats. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on Caribbean. We'll be right back.
It's always good to listen to the music.
Music sounds good, don't it?
But we had to take care of business.
Got to do some business today. The fans for $52, you get this beautiful little fan. You got the handkerchief that you can get with KRVS 88.7 FM on it with the horse. I know all the horse people would love this. A beautiful thing you put around your neck, too.
Yeah.
It's white with the black writing on it, which is a beautiful thing. Keith Frank got his thing going on this weekend, and that's Sierra Posse Riders, and that's the annual trail ride at the IFBS Lodge, and that is in Prairie Laurent. That is going on today. Crowley has a festival too this weekend. There's one in New Rose this weekend. So it's a lot of things going on. We just want you to have fun, be safe, but we also would like for you to make your pledges this morning. The number this morning is 482-5787. You call and make your pledge this morning. Be greatly appreciated. All Zydeco Webbers, you're coming through. You're putting your stuff in. You're putting it in. We greatly appreciate you putting in your information and making your pledges this morning as we read them, as you bring them in to us. We've had a lot of people that's calling in the pledges. Lafayette, we're waiting on you. Lafayette, we're waiting on you. Some of you have pledged. We could have more in Lafayette. We've got more people pledging outside of Lafayette.
Oh, yeah. That's,
but support your local radio stations. It's so important that you do. We are here every Saturday morning and doing our thing. So call. The number is 337-482-5787. We're going to back out of here and let the music play, and we'll talk to you as you continue to make your contributions. Make the phone ring. All three of them need to be ringing at the same time. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, just starting to ring right now. Call again now. We want to say good morning to Marie. How are we doing this morning, Marie? Not making any calls at 482-5787. You know, I know you want to hear the music. Ella, I know you calling us out right now and said you want to listen to music right now. But the folks need to make the call right now. 482-5787. Make the call and let us know that you appreciate us by making the call and making your pledge and saying, this is what it is. I want to make my pledge. Right, Melvin?
Got to make the pledges. I mean, you know, it's just that time of the day, that time of the year that we're asking you to make your pledge. We're still trying to reach the goal. We're at 2310, trying to move to 3500, and we have approximately 25 minutes to get there. And remember, you have always come through, and we can make that happen. Some of you just waiting for that tight minute, that last minute to make it happen. Push it a little bit sooner. It would be greatly appreciated. Some of you, I know, have the opportunity to do it, and you're trying to make up your mind. Quit trying to make up your mind. Just do it. Like the shirt say, just do it. Make it. Call 337-482-5787. We want to thank all of you that have made your pledges previously, but we're looking for those that are fixing to make it. Make the phones ring. All three phone lines need to ring at one time, and that would be great.
Yeah.
So be the one to make that phone ring. We would thank you very much. Let's continue with some more Zydeco music. Let's see what we got.
Let's do it. By Buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Don't leave me.
Big Buck.
Big Buck.
That's what it is.
Don't leave me.
And ladies and gentlemen, don't leave us now. Don't leave us. You got to make the call right now. 482-5787. I got one line is still open right now. Two lines are busy, but you need to make the other line or the other line busy. Call right now, 482-6991 or 482-5787. Make the call right now, 482-5787. With 42 past 11 o'clock, good morning to all of you. And we have a little special guest on the other mic. Good morning to you. Hello.
Violet.
Oh, Violet. How are you doing, Violet?
Good.
Good. What grade are you in?
First.
First grade? I'm just in kindergarten.
You're not.
So, and what about your little sister? Is that your little sister?
Mm-hmm.
What is her name?
Her name is Scarlett.
Scarlett. And what grade is Scarlett in?
She's in pre-K.
Oh, she and I are in the same grade. That's what it is. That's why I knew her. I knew her from there. And she and I are in the same grade. We sit next to each other.
You're silly.
Anyway, you want to... I put a number. Read a number right there. Can you read this number? This telephone number. Would you tell them to call that number?
Call 337-482-5787. And 337-482-KRBS.
That's good. And what else you got? What other number you have right there?
800-892-6827.
Good. Very good. And I'm sure you have some little friends you want to say hello to in first grade with you. You have any special friend that you want to say hello to?
Hi.
Any person you want to name? Any one student? Or?
Hi, Maisie.
Oh, that's your best friend. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you very much for coming by and visiting with us. We appreciate it. Come back and visit with us next time.
Okay.
All right. You all have a good year of school. Okay. Oh, did anybody give you anything for the Tooth Fairy? Did they put something? Did the Tooth Fairy bring you anything?
Uh-huh. She brought me some dollars, some coins, and some candy.
Good. Well, good. My goodness. And say soup for me.
Soup.
Have a good day. All
you
right.
Too.
482-5787. Right. Give us a call, please. It's time to let's go.
See, those of you that know me, you know I'm a man of few words. So I'm gonna let my accordion tell you the rest of the story.
Now, Violet, how are you doing this morning, Violet?
I'm Scarlet.
Scarlet! Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. I should have known your name because we sit next to each other in pre-K, right?
No.
No? And so you're in pre-K. You want to tell the people to call. See, call this number. Just say that. Call this number. Oh, just say call this number and I'll put
call this number.
482
57 87.
Good. Is anybody you want to say hello to? Like mama? Or
hello,
dad?
Emmy.
Oh.
Emmy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming by and visiting with us, Scarlett. Oh, you know where that name came from, huh? Where?
Her flower.
Oh, very good. Very good. But do come back and visit with us sometimes. And you're going to take over our position. Or take our seat. Would y'all like to, you and your sister, would like to take our job? Can you do that? Sometimes. 482-5787, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call because we have about 14 more minutes left in the program. And make the call right now. Make your call and make your pledge. That's what we need right here. Give us a call right now.
One more time, my girl. Uh-huh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last 15 minutes. We're trying to get to 3,500. Just keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. The number 337-482-5787. We got a line that's open. You can call and make your pledge while the other ones are being used. I want to thank Big Pop Ledet this morning. Thank you very much for making your contribution. Troy Landry out of New Iberia, thank you for making your contribution this morning. We greatly appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. And also Carl Charles. Boy, that's a hard one for me. Carl Charles out of Bro Bridge. Thank you very much for making your pledge. We greatly appreciate that. They want to hear some Gino. If we can get to it, if we had the time. We're running out of time right now. And we certainly thank you for supporting us here.
Yeah, one of the things too I want to say, Melvin, is that I got a call from Lydia Landry.
Lydia Landry.
Yeah, right here in the big town of Baton Rouge, I think.
All right.
Bro Bridge. And then Carolyn Huckabee. From the Golden Grain Road. Good morning to you. Calling and made a pledge. And, of course, my son, John Jr., made his call.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate it, son. And you make me proud, sir.
Oh, hey.
You know,
John,
the fact is that
John Jr.
Oh, yeah, John Jr. Make me proud of him. Yeah, wonderful children, I tell you what. And you have two. You got three of the best ones you have, right?
Oh,
we got the best.
We got the best. We got the best of the best.
We got the cream of the crop.
Sounds
482-5787 right now.
Make the phones ring. Yeah. We're trying to make this 3,500. We got about 10 minutes left, and we will give you it right at the end. We remember we're looking at 3,500, and you have never let us down. Please.
Yep.
Please,
just give us a call right
just
now.
Give us a call. Just keep
just
calling
give us a call
in.
Right
You've
now.
Never let us down in all the years that we have been here, that the pledge is set, and you always make the pledge for us. We greatly appreciate that. And please do not leave when we leave, because we got Herman coming right behind us, and he'll be looking for your support in his program. So let's continue on. Make the phones ring. The phone lines are open.
So
call in and make it happen. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 482-5787. Make that call right now. We have 10 minutes left of the program. All right, 52 past 11 o'clock, Melvin. We got a few more minutes left.
We got a few more minutes left to make the 3,500. We're trying to get there. We're struggling.
Yeah.
We're struggling. We're going back. We're going back. We're going back. We got to get it. We got about 9 minutes left to make it happen. The number here is 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787. I see, John, we got some people who made their contribution, and we certainly want to thank them. Who you got there? See, you got some more.
We got some over here. We got, let's see, we got...
I see, I got Reagan Burrell.
I got Whitney Brown.
Okay, Burrell's out of New Iberia. New Iberia, we thank you. New Iberia, where they're doing some support, and we certainly appreciate that.
And Chris Pullboy.
Chris Pullboy.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, made that pledge. Love the show.
Yeah, turn the volume up, Chris. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Yeah.
Gene Ezell.
Ezell.
Yeah, got a pledge out of him, and we greatly appreciate that. We thank him very much for his pledge. Great pleasure. Gene, really thank you. And I'm trying to figure out this Gene Ezell, and...
She can tell you what it is. She wrote it down up there. She can tell you. Give her the mic, please. Get to the mic. Get to the mic, like Zydeco Joe would say. Get to the mic.
Get to the mic.
Get to the mic.
They can get, because we do not want to not, we don't want to short anybody.
What is that? All right.
We're still rolling. We got about another four or five minutes. How many minutes we got left?
We got exactly 6 minutes left.
We have 6 minutes left. We've never not made our pledge. Want to continue to make it happen. Let's continue to do that. And, we're just trying to figure. Yeah, so we can make that happen. Let's continue. We got a couple minutes left.
Tsunami Restaurant.
Tsunami. Thank you very much. And I tell you what, one thing, we do have to give some accolades to Tsunami because they're always supporting not only our program, but they're always trying to do some good things, especially during Thanksgiving. You know, they're giving a lot, you know, feed those who are in need of food and stuff on Thanksgiving. We certainly want to thank them for the job that they do in that area.
We want to thank Tsunami to make the great contribution that they've made. And,
fantastic.
I tell you what.
Good deal.
We got 5 more minutes left, and we are still short. So
we need to roll it.
Yeah,
we need to roll a little bit more and see what we can make happen. Yeah, let's go, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't have all the totals, and we'll get the totals right at the end of the program, and we might have to roll right into Herman's just to let you know what the total is on the Herman's program. So just call 337-482-5787. Make your pledge. We want to thank you for all that you do for us. And we will be here every Saturday morning to do it again. We'll be back again next Saturday morning to do it all over again. I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melon, and Marla this morning. I want to say good morning to you guys and see you in just a little bit as time roll on. How's the weather outside? It's nice. No rain. Partly cloud and no rain. So we're going to have a good Saturday.
It's going to be a good Saturday. I just want to thank all of the folks who came in for to saying a farewell to my brother-in-law, Loomis St. Julian Jr., all the folks from Chicago and surrounding area, on behalf of his wife, Lucy Ann, she just want to thank everyone who was there in support at the time of bereavement. And just thank you for all you've done. And he would have been proud to see such a wonderful turnout to all of this.
Oh, yep.
It is wonderful to do that. But anyway.
Four minutes? How much time we got, John?
Yeah, we got exactly 4 minutes left of the program.
4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
And we can do it. Just keep calling 482-5787. It certainly makes us feel good.
Absolutely.
All of this good stuff that's coming through there. All of you who have called in.
And we want to thank the gentleman came from Ann's Table, who brought some healthy food here, John.
Yeah, it's Ann's Table.
Ann's Table. Healthy food, John. You hear me? You need healthy food, John.
Melvin.
What?
Look at me. We're going to have to stand side by side, and we're going to figure out which one actually enters the room before the other.
Okay. All right. All right. We can do that. And we'll see. And then we'll decide who needs the healthy food from Ann's Table. That's what you're telling me.
Who enters the room first?
Who enters the room first? That I like. I mean, your feet bigger than mine, so I guess you will. you weren't talking about stomach.
No,
it wasn't a stomach thing.
I didn't say anything about that.
I just wanted to make sure because I see you touch your stomach
If you had to, if I had to identify any parts of the body, you would probably want to pull it in.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't be breathing when we come through the door. We'll both be holding some breath. We certainly want to thank all the people that have made a contribution. Don't forget the 27th Annual Thanksgiving Zydeco Food Drive is still coming. That would be Wednesday, November the 20th, and Thursday, November the 21st. And that would be at Club Miami Moon. on Simcoe, and you know that's where they bring food also to feed the hungry. And anytime you're helping someone, you should feel something divine inside. And that's a beautiful thing in life, and that's an innate feeling that you have. Anytime you do something for somebody who didn't ask for it, you will feel that divine feeling. I just want to give you that this morning. And for those of you that are making all these contributions this morning, we want to thank. How much time I got, John?
We have at least 1 minute.
We got 1 minute, and we'll come back and give you a count because I guess they're still on the phone.
Still on the phone.
Still
right
on
now.
The phone. So as soon as they give up the last call and they move into Herman's program, then we will give you the count and let you know how well you have done. Because I know we don't know the total number right now, but I know. And I have it in my feelings
that
we made the goal again.
We did.
We always make the goal. We always make the goal.
More. We got one more call to go. Coming in right now.
And we'll
the,
see.
The Amoeba Man. The Amoeba Man is taking
yeah.
the call.
The amoeba is on the phone. The you know, that's our biologist. Oh, Johnny. Right. He's a microbiologist. That's the little things you cannot see. You cannot see them little things, you know.
Well, let me tell you. 4180.
4180.
Thank you, ladies
I know,
and gentlemen.
No, we're still on the phone.
Whoa, he's still
we're
on the
still
phone.
Still on the phone. We're still on the phone. We got one more. No, we got to get
that's
the phone.
The Amoeba Man.
The
microbiome?
No, he got another. Somebody else. He got another lady in there on the phone.
Yeah, I got another.
I don't know who
Ms.
that
Hernandez.
Is. Miss Hernandez. Yeah, she's taking phones. And I think Basil over there, him, you got to say the same word two or three times before he can get it. But that's my partner up there in Big Basil, Louisiana.
The swine man.
The swine man.
The swine capital of the world.
Okay, that's him. That's the man. We'll give him a new name.
The whole capital of the world.
You know, he's...
Now, we still appreciate our listeners.
Yeah, we got great listeners. Yeah. And I tell you what, this Saturday listeners are going to be challenging next Saturday listeners.
It is.
And,
it is so time for us to go, Melvin.
Yeah, we got to get out of the way.
We got to get out of the way because we only have 4 seconds
left. The Amoeba Man stood up, so